It's got a real omnibus kind of feel to it. It's called In the Kitchen, but it's kind of like, stay out of my kitchen because things are just starting to heat up. That's Lockjaw Davis, by the way.
All the kitchens around town on full effect coming up August 12th. Well, really anytime, because suddenly Denver's a foodie town, and we can discern our spices and our flavors and our ingredients. Chefs are reckless and fearless. They're making all kinds of
those are the best kind.
Interesting things happen on the plate, and they get to showcase it at Live at the Vineyards. 25 restaurants plus out there at 64th east of Washington. And one of the restaurants is Del Frisco's Grill. And our challenge this morning here is to pair something that Del Frisco's is bringing with a wine selected by Carolyn Joy from Joy Wine and Spirits. It's our monthly wine and food pairing. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On the plate, for instance, Del Frisco's with a ahi tuna taco. It's some spicy guac and a crispy wonton shell, some aioli.
Yep, spicy aioli.
Making you making your mouth water and your mind wander. What would go good with this?
Well, this was a challenge. I wanted to pick something. There's a real variety of things from all the different restaurants, and there's a lot of ethnic cuisine and Asian and a lot of spicy little jalapeno and cilantro and soy sauce and all these different things. So I picked a wine that would actually go with all of these. And it's unusual. It's sometimes difficult to say, and it's not something that's very popular. It's a really strong wine. It's aromatically very pungent, and it's a little spicy, so sometimes it's a little much for people, but it's a Gewürztraminer.
It's filled the studio with fragrance. Say it again.
Gewürztraminer.
Gewürztraminer.
Right. It's kind of difficult to say, which might be one of the reasons why maybe it doesn't sell as well. But this one is from Taiyi, which is out of Oregon. And I love this family. I've met them a few times. It's a very small production. They have a century farm. So they've been there. I don't know if they're homesteaders, but they've been there over 120 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they're really stewards of the land. And it's a really cool operation.
I love that you really get to these vineyards, meet these vintners, and make the connection between the wine and the grapes and the land.
Yeah, it's a fun process to go through, because I think that, you know, our world is changing and there are fewer and fewer family farms, and a lot of them have been sold out to just these huge corporations. But it comes down to this really being a farm, and that these people planted vineyards in the 70s and 80s. And one of the cool, they plant Gewürztraminer, Chardonnay, Pinot Gris, Pinot Noir, and they're all really, really good. But I chose this one because it's unusual. Not everybody grows it. A lot of people have torn it out because it's not a really popular grape. But these vines are over 40 years old, and it's only a 300 case production. So you get to try something here that's unusual. Also, something that's interesting about this wine is that it's grafted on its own rootstock. And a lot of people don't understand what that means, but in the 1800s, there was this disease that ravaged through Europe, and it's a little louse or a little lice, and it's called phylloxera. And it devastated all of the vineyards, like almost everything in Europe. But what they found was that American grapes, these not the kind of grapes that we enjoy in wine, but native grapes, that rootstock was resistant to this louse.
Okay.
So a lot of European varieties are planted on American rootstock. But what's cool about this wine is it's its own rootstock. And that's more and more, it's disappearing because with age, the vines aren't as resistant. So it's kind of cool that these are on its own rootstock.
Well, Steve has no resistance whatsoever because he just drank his.
It's
not wine spodioti now.
No. sip it, taste it. Don't rush. There's no rush here. But it's very rich.
Yeah, it's super rich and it's super aromatic. Like you think it's going to be sweet. It's almost like they say lychee or rose,
very
ginger.
Interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, orange. You get all sorts of interesting aromas in this wine.
Yeah, a little cheese.
A little cheese,
thing.
Yeah.
Very cool.
In the wine.
But you think it's going to be sweet.
Okay.
I do.
That's exactly. That's what I thought it would be.
Right.
But it's not sweet at all.
Yeah,
very interesting.
And the spelling on the vineyard, the wine is called.
I thought you were going to have me.
We'll work on that.
It's a little early in the morning for that one.
We'll spell it out on the website when we post this feature. The winemakers are
Tyee. That's T-Y-E-E. And they're out of Oregon. This is the 2015 Gewurztraminer. We're going to be tasting this evening.
Ah, you have tastings on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Yes. So people can come in. Again, like I said, it's very limited. So we don't have a lot of it. But I think this is a great brunch wine. That's another reason why I brought it today, because it is 13.5% alcohol. But with that spice and brightness, it cuts through a lot of the food. And it's really versatile. And I like this bottle to share. I wouldn't necessarily want to drink it all to myself,
right,
because it is really robust.
Yes. Mm.
Even though it's white.
It's hearty, a hearty white.
Yes.
So Carolyn here, you know, she's used to drinking a bottle by herself without any problems.
No, I'm not.
Paragon of moderation.
Just kidding.
Only on occasion.
And only on occasion.
And then I remember and I don't do it for a while.
Only on Wednesday mornings.
Right.
When we do this wine and food pairing with Carolyn Joy of Joy Wine and Spirits. They're at 6th and Marion with tastings on Wednesday and Saturday.
Correct, yeah.
That might go well with Del Frisco's Ahi Tuna Tacos. They'll be serving at Balustrade Vineyards on August 12th. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you so much.
Carolyn, it's always good to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Great to see you.
We appreciate it.